Hey, my name is Jonathan Matoshnik. If you're thinking about getting in business or you have a passion to be in business for yourself, it's something you really want, it's imperative you watch this video all the way through. I'm going to try to be as frank as I can. I'm going to try to keep this as brief as I can, but I want to give you some words of encouragement and I want to tell you some roadblocks and some things you need to watch out for. This is really important you watch this whole video. So, I'm in business for myself. If you don't know much about me, I've owned a number of different service companies, I'm involved in technology company. I've been in other technology businesses. I've done a tremendous amount of technology and marketing consulting. I've been very fortunate at a very young age to have had some really big successes and do really well. And I've also been involved in some things that haven't gone so well. So I've learned some really valuable lessons and I've been really, really fortunate in that. Because I've done so much consulting, I've got to see the businesses of a lot of other people, and I've got to learn a lot of stuff. I read a lot. I study a lot. I think about this stuff. This is what I love. So I really want to share with you some stuff that I hope is going to encourage you, but it's just critically important that you listen to what I'm going to say. So you want to be in business. You're thinking about it. Everybody wants to be in business for themselves. It's an overused cliche. The American dream is to own a business, but it's really true. Most all of my friends that don't own companies, and even the guys making six figures and multi-six figures, not all of them, but an awful lot of them wish they owned their own business. They see it as freedom. They see it as they get to do anything they want. They see it as all that. You know, it's just the ultimate American dream. To some degree, that's true. To some degree, that's a falsehood that's not quite as glamorous as it appears. If you have any desire whatsoever to be in business for yourself, you have to do whatever it takes to get into business for yourself. Period. You do not want to look back in 10 or 20 years and say, man, if only I had done that. You don't want to be stuck making $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 a year and think, man, if I'd just taken the risk before I had kids or when my kids were still young or before I got married before I started buying the big house and the fancy car, if I'd just done it before that, I could have made it. Whatever you do, if you have any desire to be in business for yourself, commit yourself now to doing it. And understand going into it that there's a cost. Any Hollywood type story you've heard about where you're going to start your business and next year you're going to be living in a $1 million house driving a super nice BMW is BS. Period. It's BS. You hear the stories about the guy that goes from 0 to 10 million in 2 years? Probably won't be you. I'm not trying to be negative, but there's factors behind those success stories that are not typically reality. You're hearing about the 1 in 1,000. It doesn't work that way. Real business success is you get in business and you win some battles, you lose some battles, you grind it out, you learn some hard lessons, you work through some pain, you have some big wins, you make some money, you lose some money, you have some problems, you have some giant successes. Things go great, then things go a little poor. But all along the way, you're learning these lessons. And all along the way, your business is getting better. You're learning more. It's creeping up. It's getting better and better. 5 years, you look back, you're like, man, I can't believe where I came from. 10 years, you look back, and you're like, wow. You know, I could never imagine any other lifestyle. The problem I see is when I walk around, I'm at Walmart, or I'm at Target, or I'm, you know, anywhere. And I'm looking around at... Or I go to, out to a restaurant and I overhear conversations of other people. Everybody wants to be in business for themselves and everybody's talking about, I'm going to do it one day. Everybody makes the New Year's resolution. Next year I'm going to start my business, or the stars are going to align. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Then I'm going to do it. You know what? None of those people ever do it. It's like nobody. They just talk. Do not be the talker. Don't. Don't play that game. Don't get caught up in the over-planning. You will never start if you do that. And in 10 years, you're going to look back and it's going to be some reason why you can't do it now. Well, the kids are, going to be in college in 5 years. Can't do it now. But when they're out of college, I'm sure as hell going to start that business. No. I mean, seriously, that is how you end up 70 and you've never done it. You're going to start a business. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. and you're going to love it. It's going to be stressful. It's going to be frustrating. You're going to get angry. You're going to love it. It's the best thing you could possibly do. You're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to make some hard decisions. I get all these people that tell me, hey, don't, you know, if you're talking to guys about what goes into business, you know, telling them that it's hard and that it's going to be challenging, that doesn't sell. Nobody wants to buy your stuff if you tell them it's going to be hard. I don't care, because I'm telling you, it's a little bit hard. But, you know, it's not, it's also hard to work at Walmart. It's also hard to sell cars. It's also hard to do all these other things and make 50 grand a year. It's a whole lot better to go out and bust your butt, go through some pain and learn a bunch of stuff and be smarter than a whole lot of other people and get to go on vacations and get to make some real money and get to make decisions that you, where you're total control of your own life. That's hard. That stuff's hard. You've got to pay the price. You got to sacrifice. You got to do things that nobody else is willing to do. But it's a whole lot better than the alternative. So if right now you're on the fence and you're scared and you're like, oh, I might fail, or this might fall apart, or it may not work out, or whatever the million reasons you have, whatever they are, you're going to have a million reasons 3 years from now. You have a million reasons 5 years from now. You've got to commit now and you've got to do it. It'll be the best thing you've ever done. You're not going to get rich overnight. You're not going to be living in a $500,000 house next month or next year or 2 years from now. You're going to have to roll money back into your business. You're going to have to make some sacrifices. If you're married, your wife's going to have to be on board with you, or your spouse is going to have to be on board. You guys are going to have to work together on this as a team. If you're not on the same page, it's going to be miserable. But if you guys are, if you're on the same page, if you're willing to commit, if you're willing to say, we do not care about putting on a show to all of our friends and trying to keep up with our friends in the big houses, driving the fancy cars, because we're building something that's going to take care of us for the rest of our lives. Who cares what everybody else thinks right now? Who cares that my dad says you won't make it in business, it's too hard? Who cares what my best buddy says that, you know, you can't do it, it's too challenging? You got to ignore all that BS. You got to block it out. You've got to have laser focus, and you've got to say, this is what I want for me and my family and in my life, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to read, I'm going to study, I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to screw some stuff up, and I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to win. I'm going to make it. It drives me crazy how many people say to me, oh, I want to be in business, I'm going to do it. And I know they'll never do it. And it doesn't drive me crazy. Well, it kind of drives me crazy they won't do it. You know what drives me crazy is I love what I'm doing. I love this. I love being in business for myself. I love being in control. I love that if I want to work till 3:30 in the morning and come to the office at 10, I can do it. I love that I get to do some really crazy awesome stuff that most of my friends could never afford. I don't live fancy and flashy. I don't have any debt. I don't try to keep up with other people. I don't care about none of that stuff. I live what I believe is complete freedom, having no debt, owing nobody anything, being able to do anything I want. If I hate my business, I could shut it down tomorrow and I could do something else, and I could live for years with no income. I don't say that in any way to be, you know, bragging or anything. What I mean by that is that's what you want. I know that's what you want. That's what everybody wants. You know, but if you talk about it and if you overplan it, you'll never get there. You'll never. I took a job. I started out mowing yards, and I mowed yards, and that's where I got the taste for being in business. Nobody in my family and my background has been in business for themselves. My dad's an artist, but nobody else has been in business really for themselves, running a businesses with employees. But I got a taste for making money in high school, and I made more money in high school than my teachers made, and I realized this is cool. Then it got me interested in reading the business magazines and the books, and it progressed to the next thing. Well, along the way, I got married, and I took a job in the software industry right after I got my degree, or while I was getting my college degree, and there was an opportunity there. So I did that for 4 years. There was a real opportunity there where I was making some okay money. And I had a wife and we had a child coming along. I could have been trapped. And I made a conscious decision to risk it all and go back out in business for myself. And if I had not done that, to think that I would be trapped working for somebody, even if I'm making six figures, I would have been trapped working for somebody making 120 grand a year, I would be miserable. Because I wouldn't have freedom, I wouldn't have total control, and I wouldn't be driving my own life. That's what everybody's generally miserable about. They don't have control over if they're going to get fired, no matter how great they are. The guy that's a stud at selling, one day his boss comes in and says, you know, you've sold so much, congratulations, we're cutting your commission. We can't pay you this much money, it's too much. You're just too darn good. I hear it over and over again. I got a friend right now that's suing his previous employer because they won't pay him his commission check because it was too big. Who wants to play that game? You want to be in control. You want to own it. So if you're on the fence, if you're scared, if you're worried, I get it. I totally get it. When I went back into business for myself, my wife was pregnant with our first kid and she just quit her job teaching. We had zero income. I totally get being scared. I totally get like money's really tight and you're worried about it and you're thinking, how am I going to do this? I get it. I lived it. I've owned enough companies now where, you know, you build up one success and then you start the next and it's slim for a while. You know, you're investing all your money and all your energy and all your time into this new thing. You're trying to create it and you're building it and it never goes perfect. It never. As much as I've learned, nothing goes perfect. I went and started another lawn care company today. Now, I've got one now. If I went and started another one, it wouldn't go perfect. I'd have problems. Even with everything I know, something bad would happen. You know what? But I'd work through it and figure it out, and it would be a huge success at some point. But in the beginning, it would be a little slow. It'd cost me some money. It'd be a little painful at times. I'd have some big, exciting days that were big wins. But, you know, I'd have those down days, too. That is life. I mean, that's life in general, but that's business, too. So if that's the stuff that scares you, you either need to decide today that I'm going to accept it. I'm going to know it's going to be a little scary. It's going to be a little challenging, but I'm going to do it anyway because I want the big win. I want in 10 years to look back and say, I did it. You know, well, 90% of all my friends talked about it. Well, 95% of all my friends sat there with their jobs. Maybe they didn't pay a lot, but they thought they were safe and protected. And they didn't do it, but I did it. You know, and I'm a whole lot smarter today than I was 10 years ago because my business made me learn things that nobody else can understand. You know, it's a funny thing. The more success I've had, the more my friends have changed. You know, your friends get a little jealous that your original friends because now you get to go, you know, you get to go on the vacation that costs 10 grand when they can't do it. And so, or you get to go, you know, do whatever. Like I race cars. Not too many people get to do that. I've just been very, very fortunate. I get to do and have experiences that other people haven't. I'm not flamboyant or anything like that, but I get to live a different lifestyle. I have different concerns. Like, I get frustrated because my employees are doing something crazy, or I've got this trouble employee, or I'm trying to break a certain income level or gross revenue level, or we've got this problem in negotiating this six-figure deal. You know, your problems change, and so your friendships change. And so my point to you is that you get all these really cool growth opportunities when you own your business. You know, as your business progresses, you start out and you're doing a couple hundred grand, then you're doing a million, then you're doing 2 million, then you're doing 10 million, if that's what you desire. And at every level, what you've got to know and understand and your friends and your associations, they all change. You know, I like hanging out with guys that love marketing. I like hanging out with guys that are building multi-million dollar companies. Guys that are, their concerns are, you know, how can I hire the very best employees to help me take my company to the next level? Not how can I figure out how to go mow the yard myself faster? You know, that's the cool stuff. You start out doing the work yourself, and then the next thing you're running the office, and then the next thing you're running a team of guys that run the office. Then the next thing is you're building your next business, or you're investing in some real estate rental property on the side with your profits. You know, at every level, you've grown into a new person. At every level, you've learned something more. At every level, you've done something that hardly anybody else in the country, anybody else in the U.S. is doing. They're all talking about it. They're all dreaming about it. They're all wishing they could be you and they could do that. It's cool. It's fun. It's exciting. It's the stuff that gets you out of bed every day and says, you know, I don't know what the heck's going to hit me today, but I'm going to learn something new. It might be a stressful day, but I'm going to learn something new, and tomorrow I'm going to be a better person. That's what business ownership is. It's all that learning stuff. It's partly about making money. That's cool. It's partly about getting to go on cool vacations and do neat things and doing things that most people don't get experience. It is partly about the experiences, but it's huge about the freedom and the lifestyle. It's huge about getting to be in control of something. It's huge about being able to look back and say, hey, you know what? I built that. I created that. Before me, that didn't even exist. Before me, the 3,000 clients I serve, they didn't like the company they had before me, but they like us. You know, that employee that works for me that when I hired him made $25,000 and now he makes $70,000, that's pretty cool. You know, he not that it was because of me he became that, but because of this opportunity and this business, he got to do something cool, and his family is now doing better because he's doing really well here and he likes what he's doing. I mean, there's so many cool things that go into building a business, but if you sit there and talk about it, you'll never get any of it. You'll never experience any of it. You'll sit there and you'll worry about all the stuff that could go wrong. You know what? You might even start this business and it may go under, and it's going to suck. It's going to be painful, and it's just not going to be good. I've had a business that went under, complete bust. I lost over 6 figures on the deal. Total bust. One of my first real businesses. And someday I'll expand on why, but it went bust. Since then, you know, we've had multi-million successes, multi-million dollar successes. The problem is when that first business went bust, I was bummed. I was really frustrated. In fact, after that business fell, my income was about $30,000 a year. Life was stressful. It was frustrating. But today, a lot of the stuff that went wrong in that business, a lot of the reasons that business fell, I won't make those mistakes again. And you know what? I'm glad I'm not in that business. I'm glad I'm in the businesses I'm in now. At the time, it was horrible. But it set up the successes that I've had today. And it created the opportunities I've got today. It led to so much. So, probably not going to fail if you'll get out there and sell and work your butt off. You're probably not going to have the two major problems that I encountered in my business that were completely out of the ordinary that drove that business under. But they happened. You know, you're probably not going to have those. You're probably going to be successful. If you'll go out and sell and get business, you're going to make it. 95% of businesses fail because the guy's too scared to get out there and sell. You'll get out there and sell. If you'll get out there and have empathy and learn about what your clients want, what they need, and you'll look at things from their perspective, and you'll say, and you'll really understand, this is why Joe Smith hates whatever it is about the service provider he has. And you'll look at it from his perspective and understand it through his eyes, and you'll solve it. If you'll really, really do that, most people say it, but they don't do it. Even I, you know, struggle with that. It's really hard to have true empathy. If you can get in there and understand the pain of your client, what they're going through, what they hate about the service providers they deal with now, and you'll get in there and solve that, your business is going to be a home run. You're going to sell more than you can handle. Problem is, that's hard to do. But once you figure it out, and if you're not scared to get out there and sell, you're not scared to market, you're not scared to take some risks, not crazy risks. I don't believe in crazy risks. I'm conservative. I'm conservative. I don't believe in debt. A lot of guys think that's nuts, but I'm conservative. So I'm not talking about crazy risk here. I'm talking about taking some risks, though, putting yourself out there and going and knocking on some doors and doing some marketing campaigns that cost you $1,000 to send out, and you're scared as, you know, you're scared. Is this going to work? But you do it anyway. And you do it after you've read the books about marketing and direct response, and after you've learned and, you know, you've figured it out, you've crafted your first marketing piece, you take a risk. I'm talking about those kind of risks, the risks that stretch you. If you'll get out there and do that stuff and you'll understand what your client wants, you'll take some risk and get out there and sell, you'll be successful. Everybody fails because they don't sell. You're going to sell. And if you sell, you're going to win. And then it's going to snowball. Then you're going to ask your clients for more business. Those clients, because you just do a great job at servicing them, because the employees you hire, you train, you hire good employees that actually care about people, that aren't jerks, that talk nice to people, you know, that are just good quality people. You hire them and you train them, and they speak well to your client. When your client's mad, they feel their pain and they help them. You've got good service. Your clients then tell other people about you. Your business starts to snowball. It starts out a little slow at first. Then it gets bigger and bigger, and things start to grow faster. Then you hire some people to work for you. You make good hires, you know, some key people that really help you out. Next thing you know, those people are your people, your employees, the guys that you're working with that are doing a really good job for you, that you're really teaching and training. Now they're out there they're growing your business for you. So you're growing your business, they're growing your business starts growing even faster. So it starts out slow, picks up speed, gets faster and faster and bigger and bigger. That's where you look back 5-10 years later and you're like, wow, I can't believe where I came from. That first year was crazy. That first year was rough. That first year, my wife and I, or my girlfriend and I, or whatever, we didn't think we were going to be able to do it. We were worried. We were scared out of our minds. You know what, though? If we had given up, we would have given up all this. That's what's going to happen to you if you take the step. So how do you take the step? Get your expenses down. Get your personal living expenses down. Accept the fact that you can't keep up with all your buddies. Your buddies might go buy the cool new truck. Your buddies might go on a ski vacation. Your buddies might be out drinking and partying every weekend and you can't go do it. Your buddies are out living life on an employer paycheck and you can't do that. You're number one. You're gonna play it tight. You're gonna be real tight with your money. You're gonna be real frugal, but you're building something. You're building the rest of your life in terms of a financial, in terms of a business. So the point of this video is to encourage you, to tell you that, hey, I've been there. A bunch of my friends that own companies have been there. We've done this. We've been there before you. We were scared. It was hard. Things didn't go perfect, but it worked. And it went well. You know why? Because we sold. We got out there and sold. We got out there and worked our butt off and worked tons of hours. We didn't go into business thinking we were going to work 40 hours. And we didn't go into business thinking we would put up a website and everybody would just magically come to us and we'd have a business. So the reason I recorded this is I want you to walk away from this and I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt, if you're willing to sell, number one, and you're willing to take great care of your clients, you're willing to work your butt off, you're willing to keep your expenses down, you're willing to accept that you can't keep up with all your buddies for the next 2 years while you're building this thing, you're going to make it. But if you're going to violate those five things, you may not make it. So if you acknowledge that you want a life different than almost everybody else, like 99% of everybody else you'll ever meet, if you want an exciting life, if you want a really great future 5 years from now, you're going to have to do your time. And if you'll do those five things, you'll get it. You'll make it. You hear about failures all the time. You hear about big wins all the time. But more importantly, you hear about these failures all the time. They're going to discourage you. I just told you why they fail. Don't do those things and you won't fail. So go out there and do it. If you got questions, ask me. Ask me what it is that you're scared about. Tell me why you're scared, what you're afraid of, why you think you may not make it. You know, I know that there's a lot of people running around. They're afraid to ask. They've got this question bouncing around their head that's like, oh, you know, will I make it? I don't know. There's a question you've got about whether or not you can make it or not. Ask. Ask me what it is. I've been there. I've done it. I've had all the same fears. I didn't start with tons of money. And I haven't had 100%, you know, batting average where I've won in every business I've done. Everything hasn't gone perfectly smooth. So whatever it is you're scared of, ask. Ask somebody else. Find a mentor. Somebody else that's built a business before you. Somebody you respect that's got some money, and ask them. They'll help you. If somebody asks me how do you do it, I tell them. I'd be happy to tell them. Don't be afraid to ask somebody that you know that's been really successful before you and get their advice. You know, it's the guys that have built the businesses and had the wins. It's so cool and it's so the way you want to live your life that I don't know anybody that wouldn't share with someone else that was asking, how can I do that too? How can I accomplish that too? I don't know anybody that wouldn't answer that question because, you know, it's so much better than working for somebody. You don't want to wake up 20 years from now and be working for somebody. So if you got the desire and you're willing to do the time, you've got to take the risk. You've got to do it. Get your ducks in a row, learn everything you need to learn, and jump out and do it as quick as you can. Don't wait for another year to go by. Don't wait for another excuse to whatever, be resolved. Do it today. I hope that helps you. I hope it encourages you. I just want to really, really, really encourage you that if this is your desire, you have got to do it. You will regret it the rest of your life if you don't. it is worth all the pain and all the time you'll do that first year figuring it out. It's worth every moment of it. It'll make you a whole new person, and you'll like that person you become. Good luck.